The latest news headlines have not been good for the cruise ship industry. Hundreds of passengers have acquired a stomach virus on ships that have had to return home to be disinfected. Yet it has not turned out to be a PR fiasco for the cruise ship companies. NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
Cruise ship companies are in the business of good times. They want you to think of them as synonymous with carefree, sun-kissed fun, where the tedium, hassle, and miseries of everyday life are banished.
Any news story involving the word gastrointestinal is not good marketing for the cruise line.
Robin Farley is a leisure analyst at the financial company UBS Warburg. She says there might be some canceled bookings, but in the long term, she doesn't expect major fallout for the cruise ship industry. She says the media have exaggerated the problem during a slow news period.
In actuality, if you look over the last 10 years, you know, cruise line illnesses have been declining and typically affect less than 1% of passengers every year.
But no matter what the overall numbers are, these latest illnesses have received a lot of attention, attention that could be a major problem for the cruise lines down the road, says Alan Bonner, a PR consultant who advises companies how to handle crises.
You can call up 25 cruise lines and they're all going to tell you that they're doing just fine, thank you, because that's what they're supposed to say. But I suspect that we won't see any effect of this for a couple of months, because the buying decision on such things as vacations and cruises and luxury items is often many months in advance of taking actual delivery. But it certainly could stay in the consumer's mind for many, many years, as some of these celebrated cases and disasters do.
But Bonner says what the cruise industry has going for it, as opposed to, say, the airline industry, is enormous goodwill. People like cruise ships, and they want to believe the best about them, says Eric Desenhall, another damage control consultant.
I think that people intuitively understand that the cruise industry doesn't gain anything by making people sick. And when the public likes you, we are willing to cut you a break and believe that you're doing your best.
Which the cruise lines have done, he thinks.
They have done a very good job at answering the two questions that consumers want answered, which is, am I going to be okay, and what are you doing about it?
Desenhall says they did that by sending out top management immediately to admit the problem and then very publicly taking their ships out of commission to scrub them. Images of mask-wearing workers spraying disinfectant on doorknobs go a long way to reassuring customers, image consultants say. Alan Bonner suggests the cruise lines go even further.
Maybe you need some visible remedies, like your servers wearing gloves or hairnets or masks, or maybe you need complimentary hand sanitizing gel in the washrooms. There are things you can do subtly without reminding everybody that they could get sick on a cruise, but to show them how important their health and safety is once you come on their boat.
But there's only so much a company can do to prevent someone from catching a bug. The CDC has said the virus was probably not transmitted via food or water, so that means passengers infected one another. Maybe enough people realize that some things in life, like a virus, are difficult for anyone to control. And if that's the case, why not throw up your hands, washed, of course, and come aboard. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.